And I think what we've seen here, you know, as a second topic, you know, sort of a grand topic, which I like to call the actual is the new virtual. And I want to just try to explain to you how it is that that works. I'm going to show you some of these things that I brought here from California. You see this half dinosaur Alex is holding? This thing is made from a virtual model and printed out as a plastic actual object in a single step by a 3D printer, right? Now look at the strut work inside of this baby here, right? Just start passing that little sucker around. Here's another object that was printed from a virtual design and cast out as a piece of ABS plastic. It's all in one piece. Look at this. The sucker's got threading. This is like a nut and a screw here. This is like a piece of industrial goodness here. You know, and it was like, it was totally non-existent. Somebody just like literally made it out of like vector lines, right?
Look at this thing.
And they're for real. Now look at the size of this sucker, man. I mean, they're not kidding around. These are like actual industrial objects here.
It's like sturdy. You could give this to a toddler.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, that's heavy duty plastic. You could suck it out of this.
I'm not going to wing this into the audience or else I'm going to get sued.
This is made of starch. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do this, right? And they all have to, most of them have to do with particles. You use particles of nylon, particles of ABS plastic, or in this case, particles of starch with a kind of spray-on glue. But you got like a little object with a lid here. I mean, this is, well, I can't toss this one because this one's really frail. I mean, I broke one on the way over. Yeah, you can eat them, actually. Yeah, there are starch-made fabjics. I like to call them fabjics because they come out of fabricators. They're fabricator objects.
I think we need to get a handle on this subject.
Yeah, there we go. Here's a doorknob, right? It's a doorknob. What we're seeing here is the birth of the object processor, right? Instead of just word processors, like moving things onto print from the 80-column screen to the perf paper, if you're old enough, you may remember what a thrill it was to like put words on a screen and have them appear as physical printed objects. We're seeing physical printed books, pamphlets, or whatever. These are objects. It's like the object processor. The actual is the new virtual. And I think people who've spent a lot of time working on this, especially gamers and so forth, here we've got a dinosaur head. It's kind of difficult to see the detailing in this baby, but just have a look.